All right, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 10:30 agenda item for DSD General Business. We're at 10:40 and getting started. President is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. With that, let's get started.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, Jay Gibbons, Director of Development Services, here with Josh Johnson, Assistant Director, for our weekly meeting. I'll be brief. I just initially wanted to check and make sure that you all got the email from Mayor Kling yesterday with attachments. It was sent to me by her staff.
Yes.
Make sure you're okay there with their process or her sentiment or whatever. So it's all good. Staff's working with staff. Or if there's any message that you would like me to deliver.
Chairman, I have a question for clarification, and it has to do with the new legislation that was just passed, but help me understand if I heard you correctly. The area of impact that they're looking at, unless it's annexed, is vulnerable to change with the new legislation. That may not be an area that is even available to approve as an expansion.
So, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, with the legislation that we have until the end of this year to review every city's area city impact boundary for relevance, basically, based on five criteria. And so we will have the opportunity and are working on scheduling that review with a group of my planners as we speak. It's ongoing. And so because we have to do that, their established boundary could change if you know the information that they present to the county doesn't justify the area that they have that is encompassed by their currently approved area city impact boundary.
And there was a document that was signed last June 2024, and that signature is not necessarily binding. It's subject to the new legislation, correct?
It is subject to the new legislation.
Okay.
Every city is subject to that.
Yeah. Thanks for the clarification.
Eight cities to review this year. It'll be fine.
On top of everything else, great job that you're doing. I appreciate that.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
And is that process reliant upon us reaching out to them or the cities coming to us?
That process we will start because the state mandates that the county review it. So we'll open that door with them to discuss their area city impact. Their boundary specifically. It's not necessarily intended to be a negotiation over what applies inside the boundary. That process is just simply at looking at the city's boundaries. So we'll initiate that process. If they want us to look at their new specific area plan or consider a new joint powers agreement in any sort, which is an ordinance amendment, they will reach out to us to open that door.
Okay. Thank you.
So the joint powers agreement, because of this change of the state statute, the boundaries can be changed without messing with the actual agreement. Because of
that's absolutely correct. The boundary has changed several times since the last time that the Joint Powers Agreement was agreed to and codified in our code in 2005.
Okay. All right. Just for clarification on the public record. All right. Okay, what's next?
Other than that, just wanted to let you know that the P&Z Commission will meet tonight to consider two sets of minutes and five findings from the last hearing, because I had six items on the agenda, kind of pushed them a little hard. They responded, they did a good job. I have findings so the spring ordinance cleanup, the private road and the impact fees, and one of them, there was a conditional rezone as well, that those you'll see coming forward in the very near future. And then they have three items on the agenda that are two conditional rezones and a two-lot subdivision that previously was rezoned, and you heard that one long ago. But
okay.
early. It's, they should be out of there early tonight.
Okay, Aaron?
Director of Constituent Services, Aaron Williams. For the record, it's impact fees for the highway district and the fire district. It's
thank you. Okay, highway and fire district. Okay.
That is correct.
So, my understanding, I've gotten a little bit of community input on the roads as it is now. There was some concern about a couple of the stance statements that were in. One, that our county engineer is solely responsible for the approval. This is what's being told to me. I haven't looked at the document yet. And the authority of the fire districts on a preliminary plat. Would you be congenial to having a workshop with some of the engineering firms that are concerned about those statements and have that before it comes officially before the board?
Mr. Chairman, certainly. Okay. I've heard those questions too. I think in some regard, as far as the county engineer approving, that's code language. That also, many times in the past, it is simply the county engineer will accept a letter of certification from another engineer, and so there's several ways to look at that. But I'm more than willing to go talk to the engineers and see what they're concerned with, and then the fire districts. The beauty of the way, in my opinion, the code is written about involving the fire districts is that the road's going to be built, constructed, certified, approved prior to even a building permit coming forward. So we don't have to worry about, okay, we've now got a building standing here, they're waiting for certificate of occupancy, and now they've made the fire district mad, and now they're going to withhold their approval for the certificate of occupancy. It'll be too late at that point. They've already built the road. It's already been accepted and approved.
So
that's something to think about too, but I would certainly have that open to setting up a workshop for that.
Okay, all right.
I think another, Chairman Holden, commissioners, I think another concern this addresses for me is that I would hate to be in a position where we're holding a family or a group of people telling them you can't move in yet, and maybe they've sold another house or they made various agreements and they need somewhere to live. So I think if this process is followed, it would prevent that concern by just saying at the front end of that process, no, we need to see the road done before you build this house. And that I've been in that situation before, and it's terrible from our perspective and for those people. So
That's what I would like to see personally. How do we want to go forward with a workshop then to do that? How do we advertise that and make that? Can we work with Aaron on constituent services?
That's what I would do is work with Aaron, but I'll reach out to the engineering firms and you know, see who's interested in participating.
Okay.
And then we'll schedule that and work with Aaron to publicize it.
Okay.
If necessary. I don't know if it needs to be, you know, a full public input meeting per se, or if it's just talking to the engineering consultants and hearing their concerns. Could go a lot of ways. So
right.
Yeah. Depends on what you envision that workshop encompassing.
It doesn't matter to me as long as we can try to pull the engineering firms. Several of them have made comments. And at least try to understand what those concerns are. If we do need to do a workshop, I wouldn't see it as a full-blown take testimony as a public hearing, but it'd be more of a workshop.
Yeah, a little more informal.
Yes.
We can do that.
The scuttlebutt also that has come back to me is on a statement that has to do with fire marshal that has jurisdiction in that area for that application. Do you know if the wording is that they have full authority to stop the preliminary plat or the final plat, or?
No, that is not, that is definitely not the.
Okay.
It's a concurrence that the improvements meet code and fire access standards.
Okay. All right. That was the scuttlebutt that got back to me. And so in some ways I really like the process because I can not have to be in a position to defend or deny. I just say, okay, try to explain what your concerns are, and we'll decide whether we need to have some more further vetting of the proposal. So, okay.
And when it comes to a hearing before you, we can be prepared to have these, to address these topics appropriately as well.
Sure, sure. Okay. All right.
The district should never have any authority as far as land use decisions are concerned. We make the land use decisions with their help, because they are ultimately the emergency service provider.
Right.
So we certainly need their input to appropriately condition or otherwise, but.
Right.
I don't think they're looking for that either. They just want to be protected that they can get to a fire appropriately and provide that service and do their job.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, this isn't a bad thing that's happening. This is why we go out to the public, go through the process, and this is how we gather and gain information that we can reasonably make modifications if there needs to be to make it the most efficient and clear that we can make it. Okay. Do you have any other inputs on that?
I do not.
I do not, Mr. Chairman. I had heard similar things that you have been addressing here in this meeting, so I appreciate you bringing them up and making sure they get talked through.
Okay, all right. Okay, and Aaron, I'll probably talk to you afterwards and give you a couple names and let you go from there. All right.
Those are the only items I wanted to discuss with you today. I'll bring you up to speed on.
Oh, man.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. It's really beneficial for Brooks. I know.
Take all the help I can get, Chairman.
I say in jest. Okay. If there is anything else, we can adjourn and get these people back to work. All right. I make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned. All right, thank you.